We are about to begin Simin Reish Yud Aleph, the halachas of Kedima B'brachas, the order of making brachas. As this is a complicated simin, the Mishnah Berurah has a hakdama to it. The hakdama is first based on where the sugya comes from and the various shitas in the Tanoim, the Amoraim, and the Rishonim. So let's begin. The Mishnah in Brachas says, Hayu lefanav minim harbe. What happens if you had many different foods in front of you of different kinds? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Im yesh b'neiam imin shiva, if you have the shiva saminim there, the shiva saminim that Eretz Yisrael was nishtabeach from, with, olavu mevorech, then you make a bracha on that. V'chachamim omer mevorech aleizim em sheyirtzim. The chachamim say you make a bracha on whichever one you want. Shiva saminim is not koveya the order of brachas. Ula in the Gemara says that the homach locus was talking about where you're making one bracha. The question is, do you make the bracha on this one or that one? In other words, these are two foods who have the same bracha. And the question is, should you make the bracha on this one or that one? For that, there's a machlokus, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, if Shivas Aminim is Kaveya. Whereas, what if you have two different foods with two different brachas? Says Ula, over there's no machlokus. Everyone agrees, Al Eze Mehem Sheyirtza Yevorech. Whichever one he wants, he should make a bracha on. So we have a few machlokas. Number one, in the machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, Rov Rishonim paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. The Rambam paskins like the Chachamim. So if a machlokas, the Rambam and Rov Rishonim, if the Allah is like Rabbi Yehuda or the Chachamim, Lefi Rov Rishonim, Shivas Aminim is a maila. And according to the Rambam, Shivas Aminim is not a maila. You don't make a bracha on Shivas Aminim. So what do you make a bracha on? According to the Chachamim, the Rambam paskins choviv. The one you like best is the one that you're supposed to make the bracha on. Now, in the case where they have different brachas, where they're einim shavis, so there Ula came along and said, aleizimem sheyirtza yivarech. What does aleizimem sheyirtza yivarech mean? Does it mean it's a free-for-all? There's no din kedima whatsoever? Or does what he mean is that there's a mila of choviv, the ezemem sheyirtza, the one that you want more, that's the one that you make the bracha on, the choviv, and choviv, when they have different brachas, overrides shivas aminim. That too is a machlokas rishonim. Aside from that, there's a machlokas rishonim how we define choviv. Choviv means the kind of fruit, the particular species that you generally like better, or the one that you like better now. Are we dealing with what you like on a regular basis, or are we dealing with what you feel like eating at this moment? Now, aside from that, the Mishnah Berurah and Hakdama mentions that whenever there is a din kedima for Shivas Aminim, there's also a din kedima within the Shivas Aminim, and that goes by the order of the Pasuk. In the Pasuk of Eretz Chita, Sar Gefen Tena Rimon, Eretz Zei Shemen Udvash. So whichever comes first in the Pasuk comes first, unless it is in the second Pasuk, where something that's closer to the word Eretz in the second Pasuk will come before something that's further from the word Eretz in the first Pasuk. So it's Eretz Zei Shemen Udvash, Eretz Zayas, then Zayas would have Kedima to Gefen, because Gefen is third in the first Pasuk, but Zayas is first in the second Pasuk. Aside from that, there is an order of chashivas on the basis of the bracha. So, for example, Barer Priya Eitz and Barer Priya Adama have kedima over shahakol. That is the hakdama of the Mishnah Berurah. Now we begin the Mechaber Lamaisa, and let's see what the Mechaber is telling us, how he paskins, and how the Mishnah Berurah explains it. Hoyu lefonav minei peres harbe. If there were in front of you all kinds of fruit, says the Mishnah Berurah, this will be beferish later also, we're talking about, and you want to eat all of them. This simin is not coming to teach you what you have to eat. This simin is teaching you, if you feel like eating several things, and there's really no preference in terms of order, so there the halacha of kedima b'brachas will tell you which one to make a bracha on. But let us say, right now I don't feel like eating a certain species, or I'm going to eat it, but not yet. There's no halacha requiring kedima. This is very important. We'll talk about it later. But for example, let's say someone is sitting down to cheese and salad for lunch. And at the end, he's going to have himself coffee and cake. It's all sitting in front of him. He doesn't have to begin with a borei minei mezonos on the cake, even though that generally that bracha comes before everything, because he has no intentions of eating the cake for dessert before he starts his meal. So there he would be able to make the brachas on the salad and the cheese. When he gets to the dessert, he'll go ahead and make a bracha on the cake. But we're talking about a case where everything's in front of you, you feel like eating it right now. The question of the order then is dependent on kedima bebrachas. So hayu lefan of mine peres harbe. You have many different kinds of fruits. Im birchosein shavos. If the brachas are the same. So this was the case where we had the machlokas from Yehuda and the Chachamim. Says the Machaber, v'yesh b'neim mimin shiva. So makdim min shiva af al pi she'eno chaviv kamo hamina acher. The Machaber is paskening that min shiva takes precedence over chaviv. In other words, he is paskening like Rabbi Yehuda, like Rov Rishonim, against the Rambam. Vim ein b'neim mimin shiva. What happens if you don't have one of the shivas aminim? Then the halach is makdim ha'chaviv. Then the one that is chaviv, that one comes first. Says now the Machaber, vim ein birkoseim shavus. What if the brachas are not the same? So maybe there's some Mishnah Berurah back on when the birkoseim shavus. So the order is shivas aminim. After that, if they're all shivas aminim, and or none of them are shivas aminim, within shivas aminim we'll learn that there's a kedima. But let's say none of them are shivas aminim, then the chaviv is the one you make the bracha on. After that, the Mishnah Berurah mentions that first of all, min shiva comes before shalem. If one of them is whole, the other one isn't. But the one that is not whole is shivas aminim, that has kedima. Also, shalem comes before chaviv. That means the order would therefore be shivas aminim, shalem, and then chaviv. Eitz and adama come before shahakol also. So, but that's already when they have two different brachas. Here we're talking about when they have the same bracha. Therefore, the halacha would be shivas haminim, shalem, chaviv. That would be the seder. Now we go further. Vim ein birkoseim shavas. What if the brachas are different? Afilu yesh memimin shiva. Even if you have shivas haminim there. Kagon tznon vazayas. Radish and olive. Ezemem sheyirtze yaktim. You are allowed to be makdim whichever one you want. Why is that? This is where ein birkoseim shavas. Ula says that there's no machlokas from Yehuda and the Chachamim. Vafilu eino chaviv. This is even if it's not chaviv. So the first sheet in the Machaber is saying that al ezemem sheyirtze yivarech in Ula means it's a free for all. There's no din kedima. V'yesh omrim. There are those who say shegam bazet zorach lahaktim achaviv. The other day it says no. So taking us back to the initial machlokas within Ula by Ein Birkoseim Shavas, when he says Aleizim En Sheyirtze, does he mean free-for-all or does he mean Chaviv? The first day in the Mechaber says free-for-all, the second day in the Mechaber says Chaviv. Now, generally speaking, when we have two dais in the Shulchan Aruch, he brings one down as a Stam and the other one down as a Yesh Omrim, his Kavana is to Paskin like the Stam. Here, the Bir Halacha points out that Rov Rishonim actually hold like the Yesh Omrim. So that even though the Machaber puts the first one Stam and the second sheet as the Yesh Omrim, we consider the second sheet here to be the Iker. The Nikra Chaviv Hamin Sherogolius Chaviv Olav Afiluim Ato Chavetz B'min Hasheni. The Machaber says that what do we consider Chaviv? Chaviv goes by Sherogilios Chaviv, the one that is generally Chaviv. We don't say that every day you make your own decision. What do I feel like eating? What do I like better at right now? Now, Lahalacha, in the case of two minim, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Mishnah brings down the sheet of the Elya Rabba, who paskins that even by Einan Shavis, the Halacha is that Shivis Aminim has Kedima. And it seems to be a commonly accepted halacha, like the Elya Rabba, that whether it be that they have the same brachas or different brachas, shivas aminim always wins. Well, the Mishnah Berurah's maskana is not like that. The Mishnah Berurah holds that if they're different brachas, the halacha is that chaviv comes before shivas haminim. Chaviv will come before shivas haminim. But he says that since there's a machlokas of what's called chaviv, We'll see that a little later. Since there's a machlokas, if chaviv means right now, or chaviv means generally speaking, if the shivas haminin is either one of those chavivs, then we would prefer the shivas haminin, since it's a machlokas. And you have the Eliyahu Rabba shita who says that the shivas haminin has kedima. And there's a shita, the first shita in the Mechaber, that it's a free-for-all and you can do what you feel like. So there, you may as well make the bracha on the shivas haminim, which has at least one form of chaviv, rather than being makdim the one that has the other form of chaviv. But let's say you have shivas haminim and a non-shivas haminim, and the non-shivas haminim is chaviv both all the time as well as now, you would give kedima to the non-shivas haminim. The Mishnah Berurah also brings up the case where we're saying in Brachas Shavas, what if one is Eitz and one is Adama? So we'll later see the Bahag's Shita that Eitz always has Kedima over Adama. Says the Mishnah Berurah there too. Since Ein Birkosein Shavas, we have a Machlokis number one, if there is a Din Kedima for the Chaviv, or it's a free-for-all. Second of all, we have a Machlokis what Chaviv is. So, if the Borei Priya Eitz is either the Chaviv now, or the general Chaviv, you'll be mocked in the Borei Priya Eitz together with the Shita of the Bahag. Whereas, if you have Eitz and Adama, and you have the Adama is the Chaviv all the time, and now, there the Halacha will be, make the Bracha on the Adama first. So, let's review this Sif that we just learned. The Halacha is that if you have of two foods that have the same bracha, one of them is from Shivas Haminim, you have to make the bracha on the one that is from Shivas Haminim. Let's say you have two of them that are from the Shivas Haminim, so we will later see that there's a kedima, the one that is closer to Aretz in the Pasuk, or the one that comes first in the Pasuk. Let's say they're both not from Shivas Haminim, but one is whole and one isn't, Shalem will have kedima. Let's say they're both not from Shivas Haminim, and they're both either whole or not whole, so there the chaviv will be kaveya. What is the chaviv? The one that you generally like. With regard to two minim that have two separate brachas, so there the Mishnah Berurah paskins that the kedima goes to the chaviv. What is the chaviv? The chaviv is the one that you generally prefer. What happens if you have shivas haminim there? If the chaviv is the one that you both generally prefer, as well as prefer now, the halacha is that that will have kedima. Whereas, if the shivas haminim is one form of chaviv, even the one that you like right now, and the other one that is non-shivas haminim is the one that is generally the chaviv, the shivas haminim will come first. The same thing with eitz and adama. The halacha will be, if the adama is totally chaviv, both generally as well as now, the adama comes first. If neither of them is chaviv, they're equal, then the eitz comes first. If the eitz is also the chaviv to be now, even though the adama is chaviv generally, I would have to be makdim in the borei priya eitz. This is the halacha according to the Mishnah Berurah. Now, with regard to two foods that have different brachas, neither one is from the shivas haminim, where the halacha is you go by chaviv. If someone makes the bracha on the one that he likes better now, so the Mishnah Berurah says, yesh lo al mi lismo, because it's a machlokas rishonim. But he interestingly adds that the ideal is that if one of them is the chaviv all the time, and one is the chaviv to me right now, make the bracha on the one that is chaviv all the time, then make the bracha, then go ahead and eat of the one that is chaviv to be now, and then you can go on eating whatever you want to. But you should try to eat right after you eat the one that's chaviv to me generally, immediately after that, eat the one that's chaviv to you now.